Good morning, we're continuing with the other Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Tzayin, Siman Yud Beis. And the Chayyadim mentioned this idea that if a fly falls into the soup or into a food, you take some of the food with it. So we gave one explanation from the Chazon Ish that the logic behind that is because you're removing the whole terubis. So if the state of terubis is only in one specific area, so therefore you're removing the whole terubis, it's not going to be a problem. So the Chazon Ish says, based on that understanding, if more than one fly fell in the soup, and you have a few flies in the soup, spread out in different spaces, now the whole surface area of the soup is in a terubis. So taking out some of the soup, the fly with some of the soup, is not going to solve your problem, because the whole area is in a state of terubis. You're taking the psolus from the oichel. The fact that you take some of the oichel with it, it doesn't make a mutter. That's the Chazon Ish's understanding. However, the other understanding of this concept is this: you're taking psolus from oichel or oichel, that you take, you're taking the psolus from the oichel. When you take psolus and oichel from oichel, it's not usur, because you're not taking psolus from oichel. So even though the remaining oichel has a tikkun, but since you're not doing an act of a true act of hafrada between psolus and oichel, because you're taking out psolus and oichel together, so that's going to be mutter. So according to that, even if there be multiple flies, as long as you take oichel with the psolus, you're not doing an act of hafrada, and that's why that's going to be mutter. So there's two explanations. And the nafkamina is the case where there's multiple flies. According to the Chazon Ish, that case would not be mutter. According to this explanation, that case would be mutter. My recommendation is to go with the Chazon Ish. And in that case, you would have a problem. Person to try and avoid using that situation. Separating psolus from psolus is not usur. The cheshibas is of the hafrada is you're taking something that you want to use from something you don't want to use, etc. That's a chashav ma'aseh of hafrada. Taking psolus from psolus is not usur. So where is this relevant? This is relevant in the strainer, in the sink, in the drain in the sink. So you have a strainer there. The purpose of the strainer is to prevent the large items going down the drain and clogging the drain. So you have water, which is you're discarding. It's psolus water. You have food particles, which you're discarding. So there's two psolus. There's a psolus of the food and psolus of the water. And you're straining the water from the food. So the chari, you're doing a ma'aser breira. So why is that mutter? The answer is because it's not breira. Even though you are throwing out these two things in different ways. You're going to take the food particles and throw them in the garbage, catch them in the strainer and then throw them in the garbage. And the water psolus, it's going to go down the drain. So it's psolus, and you're separating these two types of psolus because you don't want them to be together. But the son of a chashav ma'aseh of hafrada. So they're both psolus, they're both being thrown out. So in that situation, that's mutter. It's b'chalan ma'aseh breira. So that we're understanding that the idea, even though you're separating two things, and you're clearly putting them into different categories, liquids and solids, because there's no cheshibah to the ma'aseh b'chalal, because what you're accomplishing, so it's going to be mutter. On the other hand, so oichel and solids is clearly breira, and even oichel and oichel. We mentioned again, just to stress again, the person has a desire for one oichel over the other. They get that comes a chashav ma'aseh of hafrada. I need the oichel in this way, and that without I need my raisin peanuts without the raisins because I don't like raisins. So that picking out the raisins would be an act of breira. Have a good day.